European University Association Conference in Brno. The autumn of 2006 marked a milestone in the history of Czech higher education. For 3 days, beginning on the 21st of October, Brno played host to the participants in the Autumn Conference of the European University Association. Almost 300 delegates from 33 countries took part in the conference. The conference was organized by the 6 major Brno universities, with Masaryk University playing the role of coordinator. A meeting of members of the Czech Rectors' Conference with EUA representatives served as a kind of prelude to the conference. Georg Winkler, president of the EUA, emphasized that one of the main reasons that had led the association to accept Brno's offer to organize this prestigious conference was the close mutual cooperation among the city's higher education institutions, as well as their ongoing cooperation with the city of Brno and the South Moravian region. This cooperation has led to the creation of many specialized institutions, among them the Czech Technology Park Brno and the South Moravian Center for Innovation. Brno is an outstanding example of cooperation between universities and other major regional players. This could be seen at the conference itself, at which all 6 rectors of the Brno universities were present. After the opening speech by EUA President Georg Winkler, the first deputy governor of the South Moravian region, Milan Venclík, took the floor. He emphasized that one of the priorities for the South Moravian region was education and support for new technologies. Following his speech, the mayor of Brno, Richard Svoboda, addressed the conference participants. He too viewed the presence of modern, high-quality higher education institutions in Brno as a key factor in the future development of the city and of the whole region. The rector of Masaryk University, Petr Fiala, spoke on behalf of the organizing universities. He introduced the rectors of the other universities and outlined for the participants the current situation of the Brno universities and their plans and strategies for the future. The contribution of the European Commissioner responsible for science and research, Janez Potocnik, was relayed to the participants by video. In addition to speeches and roundtable discussions, EUA conferences traditionally include cultural and social programs. The first day of the Brno conference ended with a concert by students of the Janáček Academy of the Performing Arts. The conference was held in the main rooms of Brno's new town hall, whose period decoration and architectural details served as elegant backdrops to the day-long program, one of whose themes was the relationship of universities to tradition and innovation. This important event drew the attention of journalists, who also gathered for the press conference, at which EUA representatives as well as individuals from the universities organizing the event were present. But back to the conference itself. The EUA Autumn Conference in Brno had as its theme European universities as catalysts in promoting regional innovation. And in this respect, Brno can certainly serve as a source of inspiration for colleagues from around Europe. Hence, it was not surprising that the presentations by the speakers met with many specific questions from members of the audience, and that the conference took on the nature of a fruitful, highly focused discussion. Many interesting views were also presented in the individual thematic sections into which the participants divided on the basis of their particular interests. This part of the conference was held in rooms at Masaryk University's Faculty of Social Studies. Quite logically, the organizers were also responsible for the conference's rich social program. This was designed for both participants and their companions. Brno and its surroundings boast an unusually large number of UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and these quite naturally served as the central attractions for several thematic excursions. Participants could choose to visit the Lednica Valtica complex with its gardens, unique greenhouse, and fascinating chateaus. Other possibilities included exploring the picturesque old town of Telč or discovering the fascinating heritage of multicultural Třebíč. The main social event came on Friday, not far from Brno in the chateau at Slavkov, Austerlitz, famous as the site of one of Europe's most historic battles at the time of Napoleon. Unlike that event, this evening gathering took place in an atmosphere of friendship and good cheer. This was a relaxed get-together of representatives of Europe's leading educational institutions, as well as major figures in its political and commercial life, brought together by their strong, shared roots. In fact, EUA President Winkler's own family, as he himself noted, springs from Northern Moravia. And the shared past of the participants was also evident during the tours of the chateau, in the familiar styles of the rooms, the subjects of the paintings, and the names of historical figures associated with the place. The final session of the conference came the following day, when the last speeches of the EUA Autumn Conference were made in the main hall of the town hall, and when, at the very end, the president of the association expressed his thanks to the conference organizers for having made it such a success. In addition to the applause of the participants, each of the rectors of the organizing universities was rewarded with a small gift by President Winkler. And because the organization of the conference was truly professional, personal thanks were also expressed to the representatives of those responsible for ensuring the smooth running of the event. Finally, thanks should go to all the participants who accepted the invitation to come to Brno, as well as to the South Moravia region, the city of Brno, and the many other sponsors, without whose support it would have been impossible to host the conference in such a splendid style.